But God was with Joseph. The evidence of the presence of God is not only experienced by you, but it is also clearly visible for others to see. Genesis chapter 39. Please turn your Bibles to that. Genesis chapter 39. Let me read just four verses. Verse 1, verse 2, verse 20 and 21. Verse 1. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. Verse 20. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. It wasn't an easy road for Joseph. He faced opposition from his brothers, his boss. It seems that everyone and everything was against Joseph. He was misunderstood by his brothers, falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. He was kept away from his father. It was too much for this young boy to go through it. The Bible says, the Lord was with him. He was 17 years old when his mother died. The immediate question that comes to us is this. If the Lord was with him, then why does he have to go through all this? You too have been asking that. If the Lord's presence is with me, if you say God is in total control, then why should I go through what I am going through? My dear friend, God's presence does not prevent you from facing problems. His presence is not the absence of problems. It is in the problems of life you see the effectiveness of His presence. God cannot be kept out unless you yourself want to keep Him out. But if you are a child of God, God finds ways to come in to meet with you. Remember in the locked doors when the disciples were behind locked doors, the risen Savior met them behind the locked doors. Nothing can keep the Lord out unless you yourselves want to keep him out. None of these things could prevent the Lord from being with him. Their attitude, the way they pushed him out, the way they put him in prison. But every place that he went, the Lord used that situation to show favor to Joseph. The Lord already revealed to Joseph that he will be over his brothers. His destination was planned, but then the route to the destination was filled with challenges, threatening to derail him. But the Lord was present. You know, in Psalm 105, verse 17 to 20, we read, He had sent a man ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. His feet were hurt with fetters. His neck was put in a collar of iron until what he had said came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the peoples set him free. No one nor any circumstance can shut God out of your life. If your heart is right toward him and towards others, the Lord will make things happen. Like Joseph, we may be laid in iron, but therein we will be strengthened and sweetened by the chastening of the Lord, who does not fail nor forsake his own. But the Lord was with Joseph. If God be for us, who can ever be against us?
For feedbacks, please write to us to info@fibaonline.org or WhatsApp us to 9163642521.